I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi announced he'll be meeting with U.S. President Donald Trump later this month to discuss bilateral relations. While that doesn't necessarily include religious freedom, it will hopefully shed some light on the uptick in pressure against Christians. Joe Handley with Asian Access confirms their situation has worsened under India's administration, causing ministries like A2 to get creative about how they carry out their work.
We have launched a business side of what we do, adapting what we've done successfully for the business community, and they are super excited about it. They're also owning this vision of wanting to sustain ministry within the country themselves.
There are multiple ways that you can pray, give, or go at missionnews.org. And the last few weeks have seen a rise in aggression from extremist groups and persecution around the world. The last few weeks have also been Ramadan. Bruce Smith of Wycliffe Associates says that's not a coincidence.
Ramadan is a time of the year when they're focused on demonstrating their commitment to their religion and to Islam.
Millions of Muslims turn to fasting and a trip to Mecca to prove their faith, but a few turn to jihad.
When I see the news and I see people that are on their pilgrimages or even the terrorist attacks, I realize that these are people that are confused and deceived about who God is.
Workers on the ground need your support and prayer, not just this month, but also year-round.
The Holy Spirit is at work behind the scenes, every day, making progress for God's word among the nations.
And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Consider the power of the message on your phone's wallpaper. Why not connect it to a Great Commission movement? Deaf Bible Society is offering a free phone wallpaper this month that reminds you to pray for the ministry as they distribute God's word in sign language. Download yours for free at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.